open. And going down with your bar, by the time you get to the next ring, well, you ain't got but a quarter of an inch, so if you fake the move in, so you got to get the bar down pretty quick. It's nothing complicated at all. The main thing is you just want to pick from the base of your strings up. I think your mic picks the other way, but I never could do that. I always found it had a better sound coming from the bass up. And you will get the drag note from the bass up. There's absolutely no way of getting them going down.
Well, it's very hard to do that if you're right-handed, you see. That's the secret, or one of the secrets of that drag note.
Well, no, I got a couple of boys that get some mighty good drag notes, but they do it with their thumb.
I see.
But now you've got to use your thumb as fast as I use my finger. Well, you'd have to play a slow tune.
We, Kilby and I, have this controversy going here. Every time I say that he picks both ways with that first finger, and he swears he doesn't, and he uses his thumb. But I see wear marks all over the both sides and the end of that pick. I think he picks all four sides of it. No, you're right. That one isn't worn there. What do you make those out of, Kilby?
Well, that's made out of a headlight of an old automobile.
Now, which model is that?
Well, from a 30 on back. You have to find a pretty old car to get a brass headlight. They run the brass headlights on up to, I believe, in 31. And from that on back, you can find them.
Okay, that can get pretty expensive these days because those headlights are really at a premium. So maybe, let's see, do you doctor your harps at all? Do you change any of the bars or anything on them?
I change all the bars, all the felts on them. I have the same sound of the Smith's harp, but they're in a different category of felt. And I have four natural cords on the harp where the nav, where the Smith's harp 12 bar just has two and some minors. And now this is not my harp, but it's generally I have this has got them on. It's got A. There's your A, and here as you see D. Well now a company harp don't have no A and a D on them. And now there's a G. Well still over here, it's a C chord. You see you've got four natural chords and one minor. Now
does it tune the same as a standard harp?
Down to the low C, it does. From a low C down, it's one string higher, lower all the time. Because you have to add a string right in there to get your E string, which is, notice there Mike hasn't, don't have it here on this. It's on my harp. But I was aiming to show them the difference in the bar here, but I got the wrong harp here. Let me pick up another harp right here just a minute. Thank you, Mike. Now, right here, of course, we ain't got any cameras so as you can see it good, but there's only three notches in this felt of this back bar. This bar only has three open strings. The rest of them is dead. And that is the minors you play on all your all tunes with a harp like this. In place of run your string across, finger across strings and getting the minor, you pick it out.
Could you demonstrate that just a little bit here?
Well, I'll try to do that. Now you see. This tune without the minors would be awful hard to play. playing four bars in place of three. And that fourth bar is your minors on the harp.